This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, we've got the good fortune to be chatting with Bill Yeager. He is an award-winning success and transformation specialist, speaker, author, and fitness entrepreneur. He became a Body for Life Challenge champion back in the day with Bill Phillips. In 2018, he launched Bill Yeager's Transformations, which has healthy lifestyle and transformation programs that have helped over 500,000 people in over 15 countries. And I'm sure that number is higher now. He's also the best-selling author of Unleash Your Internal Drive, Achieve Your Winning Mindset for Sustainable Weight Loss, Fitness, and a Triumphant Lifestyle. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. So let's go back in time a little bit. You weren't always an award-winning success and transformation specialist. How did you get started?
Oh, man. It's been quite the journey, this thing that we call life. I started out as an overweight kid, and I became overweight because I went to food and ultimately moved on to alcohol because of a very rough upbringing. It was trauma after trauma, difficulty after difficulty, included fear-based parenting, and I just had no safe place. And the only comfort that I found was with food. And ultimately, as I grew up, I was an overweight kid. And then into my later teenage years, got into the alcohol, became obese. And it was, as you had mentioned, somebody came along and inspired me. Who was it? It was Bill Phillips and his Challenge Champions and the before and after pictures and all the stories. And when I was confronted with their stories, I read them, I heard them, I watched them. And there was this common theme where everyone had struggled in some way. You know, there was this difficulty that they had in their lives, as did I. And we all went to the food and the alcohol and the unhealthy ways to feel better, ultimately. So that inspired me. I took the challenge. I began eating right, exercising as the program laid out, and completely transformed my body, and my whole world changed. It was like somebody entered me into a completely different world. And from then on, I started working with people who are just friends and family. They're gravitating towards me. They're like, oh my gosh, what did you do? You're a completely different person. Energy's different and everything. And I was just showing people how to do this in my garage with dumbbells and showing them how to do the nutrition at my kitchen table. And one of my good friends, she says, you know, you should do this for a living. And I just paused and I'm like, well, I love doing this. And then, you know, I kind of slept on it. And I was like, well, isn't that the dream? Like, aren't you supposed to do what you love? So it was from that day that I decided to make a huge change in my career and give what I feel is a real gift to other people. And that gift is to give them the mental strength and the inspiration to start moving and to start changing their habits to healthy ones, not only their eating habits and their exercise habits, which make a huge, huge difference, but ultimately it's the mental strength that makes a difference, because challenge is going to show up if you're human. So we got to know how to, we just got to know how to respond to it.
Absolutely. Now, the obviously the longer version of your journey is in the book. How did you manage to, I mean, you've had incredible results. How did you manage to reach and help 500,000 people?
Well, Body for Life really kicked me off with that. It was such a beautiful relationship I had with them. You know, there's a handful of challengers that really stood out. I believe I was one of them, one of the few. I was so right from the early on, just wanted to put myself out there, wanted to inspire other people. And they saw that in me, and they put me in probably almost, it seemed like every magazine issue, they had me write columns for them, which I'm so, so grateful for. And one of the judges, we ended up becoming personal friends because we were talking all the time. And, you know, that relationship that they had me co-author a couple of the other books that came out afterward. And the relationship just kept on growing. As was my own business. I started a personal training company, and ultimately they were having me go to all these different speaking engagements as well. So they put me out into the world, and it was awesome. The internet really gave me the opportunity to touch other people's lives. And now have had for quite some time. I've got a platform, like an app and a membership site, where I'm able to teach these people, as you said, in 15 different countries now. So it's amazing. As long as you can speak English and download these apps, then we can connect and I can show people how to do this. So it's pretty amazing.
That is absolutely incredible. What inspired you to write the book?
You know, I just wanted to touch more people's lives. That's really what it came down to. I wanted to be able to leave behind a legacy, something that I could show my daughter if I were gone. And I've had all these lessons that I've learned in the last going on a quarter century at this point. And I was somewhat limited with the amount of people that I was able to outwardly speak to. So I would just want to say, I just got to give this gift of knowledge to as many people as I possibly can. And in writing the book, it allowed me to do that.
Absolutely. What has surprised you most along the way in your journey?
Wow, that's a good question. What surprised me the most in my journey? Oh, wow. I would say, although I know challenges are going to be there, I didn't know how difficult it would be to not only write the book, but also some people that were really close to me, that including my family, were opposed to it and opposed to the content. Yeah. Yep. And when it became an international bestseller, I had people across the world celebrating with me. And to date, and now this book has been out for almost 4 months now, to date, I have yet to have a family member, and some of my family are still very close to me, congratulate me on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. I would be, yes, that's, it's funny that that's your answer, because I've had, my books are not, let's say, personal development. They're all marketing. They're all business books, how to grow your business type with different types of marketing. But I've experienced the same thing where there will be people in our personal lives that we know that are trying to grow a business, trying to grow a career, and don't get the book, don't ask for advice. And I'm like, blows me away. So I totally understand where you're coming from.
Right. I've got some of my best friends that could really use the content in this book. And I'm like, why don't you ever, I say to myself, into that. Like, why don't you ever come to me? Ah, no, no, no. I know it all. I got it handled. Well, why are you coming to complain to me about stuff then?
If you know it, then do it. There's a big difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
Totally. Totally. But
what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh, not to make assumptions. That would be probably the, really. Do not make assumptions, because we just, it's life-changing, and it's even still a practice of mine, a core belief that I've had for a very, very long time now, since reading the Four Agreements. And I'm reminded of it every single day, because we still, no matter how much we practice, our mind wants to go to, oh, well, somebody's doing this to hurt me, or, oh, well, this, you know, all these reasons and ideas. Like, you can come up with thousands of reasons and assumptions for any circumstance if you really stop and try to. So we so often make these assumptions, and it too often will hurt us along the way.
That's great advice. And we're big fans of the Four Agreements. Great book. What are you looking for? Who's an ideal reader for the book for you? And then who's an ideal member of your community? Who are you trying to attract?
That's a great question. So people that have had a similar journey as mine, I really connect with. And it's amazing how many people have. So to break that down, I guess in some more simple form, somebody who has had some sort of trauma or difficulty or something that they just had a hard time dealing with that kind of messed them up a little bit. You know, I don't like to call people broken, and I'm not getting to that. But what I'm saying is they just were not taught how to respond to adversity. So people go down this rabbit hole. You know, they go to the sugar that makes them feel good. They go to the potato chips. They go to the food and the alcohol and or the alcohol or whatever it is. It doesn't even have to be fitness related. Some of my clients are thin, but they just don't know how to handle adversity because it's just not taught very often at all. So my ideal client is somebody who's gone through some stuff, messed them up a little bit. They formed bad habits now, you know, and maybe that served them at one point, but now they're overweight, they're depressed, they're feeling like junk, and they need to start changing the way they look and they feel. So my ideal client, somebody who is went through difficulty, has formed patterns that messed them up a little bit. Now they're overweight, and they may be excelling in other areas of their life. I got some big time business people that I work with that are self-sabotaging their body because they really don't feel the self-worth, which is huge.
Absolutely. What is the name of the app and the membership site?
So the app is actually designed through an app called Trainerize. You'll find it under Bill Yeager's Transformations, but I was able to partner with an app called Trainerize.
Awesome. And then where do our viewers and listeners go who want to learn more to find out more about you and what you're doing?
It's all at BillYeagersTransformations.com.
Awesome. You have achieved so much success and helped so many others. What's your biggest challenge now?
My biggest challenge is getting in front of more people. Like, I am just so hungry to touch. Now that we've got a platform that can do it all, I just finished a course that is based off of the content in the book. Now I'm just so thirsty to get in front of more people. So my biggest challenge is getting in front of more people.
Your passion is so obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
The fulfillment I get from somebody's success, and that's weekly. I woke up this morning and we've got a really cool group and all these people sharing their success. And that's what drives me. The feeling of significance that I've had with them and the fulfillment that I have when somebody sees even the smallest wins just creates so much joy in my life.
That is awesome. Well, we know your time is incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some with us. For our viewers and listeners, please go check out Bill Yeager's Transformations. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Seth. I appreciate it.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.